This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Several senior Ukrainian government officials have lost their jobs Tuesday as President Vladimir Zelensky faces a burgeoning corruption scandal. It's Ukraine's biggest government shakeup since Russia invaded. In all, 4 deputy ministers and 5 frontline regional governors were set to leave their posts. From Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program why the government house cleaning was necessary.
All these actions are leading by the Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, and this goes in line with Ukrainian-European integration because Ukraine has to fight corruption. This is one of the main points in the agreement, and not only to join the EU in the future, but also to get a macro financial support from the EU. Just a couple of minutes ago, we got a reaction from the EU about these resignations and investigations, ongoing investigations, and EU is actually feeling positive about Ukrainian actions.
U.S. officials said Tuesday the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians appears to be eroding. According to one U.S. official, the U.S. announcement is expected to come Wednesday in coordination with a similar announcement by Germany that it will finally approve Poland's request for a transfer of German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Officials said the tanks could be bought under an upcoming Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative package, which provides longer-range funding for weapons and equipment to be purchased from commercial vendors. The news comes as frustration appeared to be growing towards Germany's reluctance to send the tanks to Ukraine. Earlier Tuesday, Poland sent a formal request to Germany for clearance to send its own German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. When they did not get an immediate response, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said the German government was being evasive. This is VOA News. The suspect in 2 shootings at a North Carolina farms that left 7 dead was an employee at one of the locations. At a news conference Tuesday, San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus said 66-year-old Chun-Li Shao was an employee at Mountain Mushroom Farm.
Only known connection between the victims and the suspect is that they may have been co-workers. The coroner's office is still working on identification of the victims and notifications of next of kin.
4 people were found dead at the farm and 3 at another farm nearby. The sheriff's office says 7 of the victims were men and 1 was a woman. Some were Asian and others were Hispanic, and some may have been migrant workers. Sheriffs arrested Zhao after they found him in his car in the parking lot of a sheriff's substation, San Mateo Sheriff Corpus said. Officials believe Shao worked at one of the facilities, and the victims were workers as well. Officials haven't released a motive for the shooting. While the science fiction film Everything Everywhere All at Once was predicted to be a big nominee for the Oscars, and it got 11, there were some surprises that came with the nominations that were announced Tuesday. Associated Press Entertainment correspondent Margie Zoraletta has more.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world!
Actors who appear in the Marvel Universe films never get nominated for an Oscar, until now. Angela Bassett is up for supporting actress for her role in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever.
They will not stop until the whole of Africa is theirs.
The Woman King was shut out completely from the nominations. No women were nominated for Best Director.
I won the lottery. I was the one who won the lottery.
How did Andrea Riseborough get nominated for Best Actress? She was in a little scene film called To Leslie. Riseborough benefited from a last-minute celebrity campaign to draw attention to her work. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The United States joined the European Union and Britain in imposing new sanctions Monday on Iran in response to a crackdown on protesters in that country. The U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters at a briefing the new sanctions involved 10 people, including Iran's deputy intelligence minister and key commanders in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Price said the sanctions were meant to promote accountability for the Iranian regime's human rights. India's annual kite-flying competition turned deadly this year as competitors used specially coated strings to disable their opponents' kites. Police in India's Gujarat state said 6 people were killed in the January 14th festival after their throats were sliced by glass-coated kite strings. 3 children were among those killed after the glass-encrusted razor-sharp strings used by kite fighters participating in the festival got entangled around their necks. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.